And I'd like to welcome this morning to East Coast Breakfast two very special humans, and I'm so glad we got to sit down with you. First of all, to the National Advocacy Coordinator for Cancer, Lorraine Govender. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Kerry.
And for someone who got very good news recently, a cancer survivor, Jeremy Russin. Is that how we say it?
That's correct.
Jeremy, when did you get the news?
I got the news on last week, Wednesday. It was my last scan, and everything was clear, and yeah, I was just elated about it.
And, you know, this is... just met Jeremy, and I think you were chatting to a friend of yours, and you were just saying how you'd found out that your scan was clear, and we stood, the two of us together, covered in goosebumps, because you know what? The reason we've got you two here is because we've got the Cancer Shave-a-thon coming up tomorrow all across KZN, and I mean, this is something, the Shave-a-thon has been happening for years and years, and kind of, you know, we hear it, it goes in one ear, out the other, and what piqued my attention was that I was looking at you, Jeremy, and you are a very strong, fit-looking man, and then you got cancer. So before we go any further, just talk a little bit about the day that you found out that you were ill.
Well, that was all in 2018, and it was one of those days I really want to forget. But yeah, went to the doctor, got diagnosed, didn't know what to do, actually just wanted to give up and just ask him how many months or years I have left, and didn't want any treatment, but went back, and my wife and I decided we going to do this full trip of the treatment. And 1.5 years later, after lots of chemo, radiation, lots of other things, and yeah, here I am today. And I'd like to give something back to not only cancer, to all those people that I've met during this journey that are really struggling. And we don't know how much it actually means to them to have that support of somebody continuously helping you along. And that is what positivity is always there, but just to have somebody to be there with you and support you throughout this is paramount.
Tell me about why you think I should come to the Shave-a-thon. What difference is it going to make to someone with cancer?
Thank you, Kerry. I think Jeremy has spoken a lot about the hope part of a cancer patient's journey. And I think that is what we want to spread at our venues, both on Saturday and Sunday. So when you come there, you're actually supporting a cancer patient, a cancer survivor. You're showing solidarity and you're identifying with what they are going through with their journey. So that is what we appeal to the public. Come and support us. Give hope to those. And Jeremy touched on something that is so important, Kerry. Yes, you get your treatment, but the support, that is what makes you survive cancer. And a lot of our people out there don't have that.
And Jeremy, I see you getting a bit... It's okay. Tell me, what are you feeling?
I just remember the first day that I was actually told or informed that I had cancer. And I can only imagine people going through life having cancer with no support, no medical aid, standing in queues just to get a treatment. Yeah, like I say, I've met a new family. A new family of people, cancer survivors. And you'll be surprised, in the oncology ward, there's no negativity. People don't talk down. They just want to speak positive all the time. But I've seen people really go downhill, good friends. And yeah, this is what I want to do this for all those.
So does it make you feel better when you see a child with a spray of pink in their hair, or a woman who's deciding to cut her ponytail for cancer? Do you feel like that genuinely makes an impact? And I'm asking that because I've heard behind the scenes people saying, oh, come on, man, what is me going and spraying my hair green going to do for a survivor, for someone who's ill at the moment?
I think for me, it's obviously the first thing is that somebody's first giving their time, taking that little step for them to do something for someone maybe they don't even know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I take my hat off to those people. And like I say, you shave, you're taking your hair off, you losing a ponytail, whatever the case may be. But that's a little part of your life or something you're giving of you towards, again, somebody you don't even know. And for me, again, I say I take my hat off to those people. I really, really admire them.
And Lorraine, the money that gets raised, because if you come and join us tomorrow or Sunday, and I've seen the list, there's like 61 different places you can go. So it doesn't matter whether you're North Coast, South Coast, inland, or in the city. There's somewhere that you can join for the Shave-a-thon or the Spray-a-thon. You donate money, correct, to either get your head shaved or sprayed.
Yes, it is a donation. It's 50 rand for adults to either spray or shave and 25 rand for children. So yes, the money that we get is definitely used to create awareness on cancer, the disease. And something that's grown in KZN, Kerry, which is quite unique as opposed to other provinces, is the support groups that we have in our country. And that itself shows you the incidence of cancer has increased, and the basic need that those patients need is support. And that is why support groups have grown, and we need the funds to strengthen that in our country.
You know what? I'm also looking at you, and Jeremy, my heart is just swelling with like love for you as you're tearing up. And I mean, again, you're this big man who's really gone through something that you even have said you wouldn't wish on your biggest
enemy.
Absolutely. And your biggest enemy. So if someone's still sitting on the fence right now and they're still deciding, oh, do I have the time on Saturday or Sunday to go and do this, if you could just talk right now to someone that's listening and give them your heartfelt plea to come and support other survivors like yourself or other people that are still battling. And remember that it's not just, we think of maybe older people that are sick. We have to remember that there are children, there are little children that are going through this process of chemo and radiation, and they just want to have a ponytail and they just want to have, be able to go outside and play. How could this genuinely help? Why should we come?
I think the first thing I actually want to say is to all those people suffering with cancer, etc., it can be beaten. And you need to be positive yourself first. Don't give up. Don't give up. No matter how you feel, don't give up, and you will succeed. To those people out there, I urge you to just come along to whatever station that you go to, whichever shopping mall you go to, come along, donate your hair, shave, color your hair, give a donation if you don't want to do anything, and you'll be highly, highly
rewarded.
Just come along and really do your best, and you guys will really, really be rewarded. Thank you.
Okay, so let's get to the admin of it. Lorraine, how long does it take to get your hair shaved or sprayed?
Oh, well, it depends on the mall you're visiting, on the queues.
Okay.
But the whole process is not long. It's just registration, and then you can get it sprayed or shaved. It's like less than 15 minutes.
And then do you just accept cash? Are there card facilities, Zapper?
Yes, there are card facilities at most of our main malls, not all of them, but otherwise it's cash.
And I know that there's a lot of malls, so we can't go through them. Mm-hmm. But so we'll maybe put something up online, or maybe you can tell us a website to look for. What is the timing? I presume all the malls are going to have a similar time that we start and then end our shaving, our shave-a-thon.
Yeah, well, the bigger malls like Gateway, we're running from 9 in the morning till 9 in the evening.
Sure.
Galleria is also 9 to 7. And yeah, if you want to meet Jeremy, he's at Westville Mall.
You're going to be at Westville, Jeremy.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent. So, with some firemen, I believe.
Oh, yes.
You can even pay to have a picture with a fireman. And I saw them, that one with the big arms. Quite nice.
So, Kerry, I guess you're going to be there.
I will pop into Westville. Yes, I will, definitely.
Thank you for that.
And then if we want to go and find out where all the malls are exactly, is it up online somewhere?
Yes, it's on our website, which is www.cancer.org.za.
And how many people do we need to come and arrive all together for us to consider tomorrow and Sunday successful? Have you even thought about this? Are we looking for 100 people per place? Are we looking for 1,000 people overall? What would be our dream?
Kerry, we have the volunteers. We need the support of the public. So come in your numbers.
So there's no cap.
No,
no cap.
So if you are South African, or even if you are visiting, if you are near KZN and near a mall, you need to please come and support us tomorrow, that's Saturday and Sunday, for the Cancer Shave-a-thon, because you never know when it's going to be touching in your circle. And I think, just like you said, Jeremy, the support is, it's as important as the actual cure. Absolutely. And of course, if you've got any questions as well, I'm sure that there'll be, everyone will be open to questions. Maybe perhaps someone in your family is struggling and you just want to come and ask some questions. You know, Jeremy, I know you'll be open to just chatting to families perhaps who are going through it
at the
moment.
You're welcome to come and chat. I really don't mind, and I'd love to actually do that. And like I said, I actually want to give back to those people that are really, really struggling out there. And yeah, this is what it's all about.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremy, our survivor, so happy that you're sitting here today, and thank you. You know what? Somehow it seemingly is almost a gift because your life has changed and now you're changing the lives of others. So in a weird way, we're grateful for what you've gone through.
It's my second chance.
It is.
And I'm going to make sure I use it properly.
And Sue Lorraine, thank you so much for giving up your life to help others so that they can have one.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yay. I hope we see a whole lot more.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.